AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The Biden administration issues a stark reminder that the coronavirus pandemic will get worse. Sagar Magani has more.
COVID-19 has already killed more than 425,000 Americans, and new CDC chief Rochelle Walensky says as many as 90,000 more may die in the next month.
I know this is not news we all want to hear, but this is something we must say so we are all aware.
President Biden has pledged to be frank about the road ahead and let science dictate the path. It's a stark departure from what became the Trump show the past 10 months, with the president routinely undermining public health officials. In a bid to rebuild public trust, the virtual briefing today featured Walensky, Dr. Anthony Fauci, and leaders of what is now called the White House COVID-19 Response Force. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Biden has signed executive orders to shift the nation's economy from fossil fuels to clean energy as one step to combat climate change.
We're going to take money and invest it in clean energy jobs in America. Millions of jobs in wind, solar, and carbon capture. In fact, today's action is going to help us increase renewable energy production from offshore wind and meet our obligation to be good stewards of our public lands.
One of the orders pauses oil and gas leasing on federal land and targets subsidies for those industries. The directives call for a doubling of the nation's offshore wind energy and move federal government's fleet to all electric vehicles. The aggressive plan is aimed at slowing human-caused global warming. The Department of Homeland Security posts a national terrorism bulletin warning of the potential for violence from people motivated by anti-government sentiment even after President Biden's inauguration. The department suggesting the riot 3 weeks ago at the Capitol could set the stage for additional attacks. This is AP News. Pope Francis raises concerns about growing radicalism as he marks Holocaust Memorial Day. Walter Ratliff has this.
Pope Francis marked Holocaust Remembrance Day by warning that warped ideologies can pave the way to another mass extermination. Francis spoke off the cuff at the end of his weekly general audience to commemorate the 76th anniversary of the liberation of the Auschwitz death camp in Poland, where Nazis killed more than 1 million Jews and others. The Pope said remembering also means to be aware that these things can happen again. He warned that the Holocaust began with ideological claims to save a people and ended with extermination and brutality. I'm Walter Ratliff.
Cloris Leachman, whose depth of talent brought her an Oscar for The Last Picture Show and Emmys for her comedic work on The Mary Tyler Moore Show and other TV series, has died. She was 94. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.